right, so this is the Girl Power Podcast. We are back. This is episode 10, and Merciless is back.
So glad to be back, Shalyn.
How you doing?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm doing well. Good. So last time you were here, we spoke about, in general, self-esteem.
Yes.
So this episode, I wanted to delve a little further into self-esteem and how it affects our relationships.
Okay.
Whether it's friendship or romantic relationships. Because mainly talking about romantic relationships, you know, I've seen so many cases, you know, and I've been guilty of it myself, how when we get into a relationship, we kind of lose ourselves trying to please our partner.
Yes.
And that can lead to so many detrimental things.
Yes.
So that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
So you game?
I'm ready. Let's roll.
First, can we talk about the letter that you got?
Absolutely.
About our last episode.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the letter was from an anonymous person.
Yes.
She doesn't want her name mentioned, and that's totally fine. I'm just going to read a little bit of it. It says, I just want to say that I have listened to the podcast again, and I'm sitting here at work in tears.
Yes.
I didn't realize how the low self-esteem derived from I did not deserve something better, and that I didn't value myself enough. I've always valued and uplifted others and didn't realize the negative pattern that I had in my own life. I was raised that you get what you get and don't be ungrateful. We don't have a lot of money. Just appreciate what you have. So when I do things on the side for others and they ask me, please let me pay you somehow, I won't let them because I'm so embarrassed to think that I deserve to be blessed from them because they do so much for me already. And when this person does bless me with gift cards, I'm so embarrassed. I feel like I owe them something. And I know that sounds stupid, but I really am having a hard time with that. Anyway, I said all that to say, please continue to do what you do because it inspires me and teaches me so much.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
And what did you think when you first got this letter?
When I first got it, it was both encouraging and disturbing.
Very.
Yes.
It's on both sides.
Yes. Yeah. It's encouraging because it reminds us that the work we're doing is good.
Yes.
And the focus that we have, it's needed. So we're on the right path.
Absolutely.
And even when you don't always get feedback, even when you don't always see the results of what you're doing, these are the reminders that let you know that the seeds you're planting are taking root and they are sprouting a harvest. It's discouraging because of the exact same reason that you know that it's needed and that there are women who have been taught both in society, both in their homes, even in the church, that you get what you get, you be happy with it.
Right.
You do all
the work.
Don't complain. You do all the work. You stay in the shadows. You give, give, give. And it's part of the reason why both in the church and in the community, women have difficulty asking for what they want and they have difficulty receiving.
Yes.
But if we don't receive, Shalyn, the word says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
That's
in
right.
this case, that shall she also reap.
Right.
So when you're giving, 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 and you don't receive, you make the word null and void.
Now, you know, I have to, confession time, right? My mom said just about the same thing to me a while back. She said, you don't ever let me do anything for you.
Yes.
You always do. You, you do everything for me, but you never let. I just, you know, I don't look at it from a low self-esteem or ungrateful or whatever angle. I look at it as, okay, you're my mom. You took care of me all my life, so you're not supposed to be giving me anything now. I'm supposed to be returning the favor.
Right, and that's admirable. However,
comma,
the same way you get joy in giving to her, she gets joy in still doing for her baby girl, right?
Right.
And so you rob people of their ability to get joy, and you rob people of their ability to reap the blessings from God or from the universe.
Right.
So we have to learn sometimes to just say yes and thank you.
Yeah.
And be quiet.
Yeah. That is so hard. That is, so I relate to her letter so much because I'm the same way.
Yes.
I'm the same way.
Yes. And if we transition that into relationships.
Yes.
And again, whether you said it, whether they're platonic or mm-hmm. whether they're romantic or mm-hmm. whether they are professional.
Yes.
When you give and give and give in a relationship, sometimes when you're given from a place of low self-esteem, you're doing all this because you want the validation.
Yes.
You're doing all of this is because you want the stamp of approval.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you don't get it the way you wanted it,
yes.
then it further diminishes how you feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
just becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah, you're
yes.
absolutely right about that. You know, I think that, you know, if you're in a position to do anything for anyone, it should come from the heart.
Yes.
It should come from a place of, because this is what the Bible says I'm supposed to do. This is what God says we should do.
Yes.
And leave it there. Don't look for anything in return. If something comes back in return, then that's all well and good because it was supposed to. But if you're looking for, if you're doing stuff or giving to somebody, looking for, you know, a pat on the back or looking for, you know, a rah-rah, I don't see that as coming from a pure place.
So I think it depends on your intention.
Yes. Yes. That's what I mean.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so your yes. intention. So one of the things that I do also believe the attachment to that is a lot of times we give from an empty place.
Yes.
And that's why we're seeking that validation. That's why mm-hmm. we're seeking that place of approval. And I have to tell you, Shalynn, sometimes I do tell people, if you're sowing seeds, you mm-hmm. have the right to call in your harvest.
Well,
if you're,
right,
yeah,
right.
If you're doing good for other people,
right.
you have the right to name what you want in return.
Right.
The difficulty in relationships often is what you just described.
Mm-hmm.
When you're giving, 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 and you want that pat on the back, you want that seal of approval,
mm-hmm.
and you don't get it. And mm-hmm. then when you don't get it and it causes you to go into a further spiral, then
yes.
you create a pattern for this person
exactly.
and for the next person
exactly.
and for the next person, and you never get the validation that you desire.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is check your intent. Why are you doing it?
Yes.
You got to feel yourself up first.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give yourself value first.
Right.
And then when you enter into those relationships,
mm-hmm.
you're better able to articulate what you want versus thinking you're doing something that's going to get what you want to receive.
Right.
Because many times you won't get what you want to receive.
Yes.
You got to say what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with that. And, you know, I think that, you know, that applies to everything we do in life, you know, as far as whatever you do for someone else, whatever you do for yourself, it has to come from first a place of value where you value yourself,
yes.
where you love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself first,
yes.
then you're going to find yourself always looking to others for that love that you may 9 times out of 10, not find.
Yes.
And then it's just going to pile
yes.
on. Each experience is going to pile on. So till that light bulb goes off in your head, hey, I love me. I'm fine with me,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I think everything will kind of even out.
So what do you think is the missing piece with women loving themselves?
Wow, I think it starts from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be any number of reasons. You know, just like you say, you get what you get. You don't complain.
Mm-hmm.
You sit in a corner. Little girls are not supposed to be heard.
Yes.
They're supposed to be seen.
Yes.
So it's a pattern of grooming
mm-hmm.
from childhood.
Yes.
So I think that's the main place it starts.
Yes.
And so if you never go through life learning that, you know, maybe that's not always the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
Then there's a better way.
Yes.
Then you're going to continue to have those patterns.
Yes.
So
many times when we're groomed that way, we're also told what to want and what not to want.
Yep.
We're also told what we're supposed to like and what we're not supposed to like.
Right.
And many times in relationships, we have difficulty getting what we want because we don't know what we want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was having a conversation with a lady, and she was saying she and her husband are going through some things. Mm-hmm. And the I can't even say it was a discussion. It was a big old argument.
Wow.
And she wanted him to respond a specific way. And the way he responded, what she told me, I could hear he was saying exactly what she wanted, mm-hmm. but she couldn't hear it. And I said, well, what is it that you want him to do? What do you want him to say?
Mm-hmm.
Silence. Ma'am, what do you want him to do? What do you want him to say? And she was like, well, I don't know. So he can talk all day long and half the night. He can bring flowers, chocolates. Mm-hmm. He can take you on a trip. Nothing's ever going to be fit into that puzzle because you don't know the puzzle piece that's missing.
Yes.
So part of the whole having low self-esteem is either not saying what we want
mm-hmm.
or either not knowing what we want.
Or not feeling that we deserve
to get
what we want.
Yes.
That's a big, big deal right there.
Yes.
Not feeling that we deserve, that's the low self-esteem all day.
Yes.
You don't feel like you deserve to have, you know, a big house. You don't deserve to have the relationship you want. You don't deserve because you didn't see that maybe growing up.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Absolutely. You didn't see it growing up or it's so people have this whole tug of war. Mm-hmm. This big fight with the prosperity gospel. But the problem is what's been rooted and grounded mm-hmm. in a lot of people is mm-hmm. the poverty gospel.
Right?
You're not supposed to ask for anything. Woo! You're supposed to be fine with what you got. Yeah. And so when we desire something new, desire something better, we hide it. So the reason why we don't see and know that, listen, everybody ain't broke in 2019.
Right.
Everybody is not going without in 2019. Mm-hmm. But because of this prosperity versus poverty mindset, mm-hmm. people thinking like you gotta have less than and not brag and boast about what you have earned mm-hmm. or what mm-hmm. you have been blessed with.
Right.
So then now we don't know that there are people around us who are growing and flourishing. Mm-hmm. So you're right. Not only did some people not see it as children, they now also don't see it as adults.
Yeah.
And then when people do start talking about their blessings, they get branded as you're bragging, you're mm-hmm. boasting, mm-hmm. you're being highfalutin, goody mm-hmm. two-shoes, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to learn to let people identify their value. That's their internal value mm-hmm. and their external value.
Mm-hmm.
Let them celebrate it, and we celebrate it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Part of low self-esteem is you don't know your value, and if you do know your value, you're afraid to put it on the forefront and celebrate
it. That is so true.
Look, we got to learn to be loud with how magnificent we are.
Yeah,
and listen, and then if you do put it on the forefront, what you want, what you will and will not take, that you do deserve it, now you become the angry black woman. Now you difficult to work with. Now we can't, great day in the morning. Can I just know what I know? Can I just be brilliant in the area where I'm brilliant and you just accept that?
You know, pride is pride is something.
Isn't it?
It's something. You know, and the climate, given the climate nowadays, is so much negativity.
Yes.
So it's which makes it hard for you to stay positive
mm-hmm.
about what you want, about your value, because somebody's always there cutting you down or trying to cut you down.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's a double-edged sword.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Now, as far as being in a romantic relationship, I've seen a lot of these relationships where, you know, and I, like I said, guilty of it myself, you get in a relationship, you kind of lose yourself trying to make sure that your partner is good to go and you feel yourself. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, I know a lot of people believe in submitting, but you don't submit to a point where you're there with nothing or if he leaves you tomorrow.
Yes.
You're out in the cold with nothing.
Yes. I cannot tell you. I could tell you, but but I can't tell you how many women I know who have helped him get to where he desired to be, and then he runs off into the sunset.
Yep.
And then here comes the next one. She builds him to where he desires to be, and he runs off into the sunset.
Yep.
And then people often ask the question, what would you say to your ex, or what would you say to your ex's spouse? And for the women who have done that, I say, tell him and his spouse, you welcome. Darn it, you welcome.
Well, I got a few numbers to call then. For real. You know, you build a man up, and then he's the next person after you he marries.
Yes.
What is that about?
Yes. But that goes back to what you said before. That's how we're groomed, taught. You submit, you take care of him, you nurture, you take care of the house first. All of this, can I say it on the radio? Listen, all of this be a lady in the street and a freak in the bedroom, and you do what's air quote supposed to do.
Yes.
And he still run off into the sunset.
Why isn't there a phrase like that for men?
Because
you hear that all the time concerning women.
Because in the words of James Brown, it's a man's world. And so, but
it ain't nothing
without a...
That's right.
So we're groomed to cater to them.
Yeah.
But that's where those hard punches with self-esteem keep coming. I did everything that I was supposed to do. I dotted all the I's, I crossed all the T's, and it still wasn't good enough.
Yes.
But that's when, back to value, we got to be good enough for ourselves. And if he comes and he brings to the table what we need, then good.
You're right.
If it comes and he doesn't bring to the table what we need, then we have to be comfortable saying
strong enough
to say au revoir.
Yes.
Look, I say, at my age, I'm not pushing and pulling no more wagons. You come around here with a wagon, it better already have a motor in it. Daggone it, I'm getting in and ride. Shoot, I'm not playing with y'all no more.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy, especially with relationships. But, you know, you have to, just like you said, going back to something you said earlier, you have to be, just like in life and what you want for yourself in a relationship, you have to be clear with your intention.
Yes.
You know, because they say, you know, I've heard this is like an old saying, women give sex to get love, men give love to get sex. But, you know, they don't, in those situations, they don't make it clear, hey, this is all I want.
Yes.
You know, they're acting like, hey, we're a couple, everything is good.
Yes.
Which takes the choice away from the woman to make that decision on whether she wants to stay.
Yes.
In that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So be clear with your intentions.
Be clear. And listen, in the words of Dr. Maya Angelou, so people often use leave the last phrase of that entire quote off. She said, when people show you who they are, believe them
the first time.
Right? So believe him, believe her the first time. If they tell you, I don't want a relationship,
believe them. Now, if you stay after they told you,
you
they
made
don't
a
want
conscious choice.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
You made a conscious choice.
Exactly.
And many times women don't realize that when you do that, that also wreaks havoc on your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Know
it
what
really
you're
does.
Doing.
It really
be
does.
Intentional about you. Be specific about what you want, and be intentional about your choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Another great episode. First, it is Al Miller.
Kudos to you, Shalene.
Thank you so much. It's the Girl Power Podcast.